Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at Surfaces 2012 on the second day is Mara Harris, who's Vice President of Marketing at Armstrong in the residential area. Mara, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you today. Actually, this is the first time I've interviewed you. You're fairly new with Armstrong. I know you came out of the cabinet business. Tell me, how long have you been with Armstrong?
It's been about 6 or 7 months, so I'm still a novice. I still get credit for being a newbie, I hope.
And this is your first Surfaces. Now, you did come from the cabinet business. Talk a second about that, if you would.
I did. I actually came from Craft Made Cabinetry, which is part of the Masco family of companies, and was there for 3 years. It's the strongest consumer brand in cabinets, so had responsibility for helping to drive that brand and support all the marketing. And prior to that, I lived in the world of appliances for Whirlpool and KitchenAid. So I'm trying to figure out how to get a house built with all of my contacts. So.
And so yeah, I know you moved from Ohio down to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and so you've gotten settled in. Let's talk a little bit about the products. I know you're over here at Surfaces, not on the main show floor, but you're over in one of these suites next door. Talk about what some of the customers are excited about that you're introducing this year.
We've got some great things that we're introducing, and we're really highlighting some things that we've had and haven't been able to really get the word out to everybody. But first and foremost, we've got what we're calling America's Toughest Hardwood, which is our Performance Plus Hardwood. It's an impregnated product that's highly durable, but we've got a nanotechnology top coat that makes it also highly scratch resistant. So your floor will look beautiful for a long time, and it's in that smooth traditional look where you see folks that want to keep it nice and scratch free and keep dents away. So
I know for a long time Armstrong's been known, even on the commercial side, you've had a product that you could sell that was hardwood. You could sell it in the commercial market because it was acrylic impregnated. And so what you've done is you've taken that concept and you've put a aluminum oxide polyurethane finish on top of that, right?
Right, and we do have both residential and commercial warranties, so it is good for commercial applications. So we've gotten some interest from the commercial side of the business, our sort of my sister side, and a lot of interest from retailers. We've actually gotten a lot of excitement. We had a performance product before, but they're really excited by the combination of this top coat. And we've also been able to reduce or eliminate the blonding issues that you might have seen in the past with some of these products. So eliminating the blonding and adding that top coat, they're pretty fired up about getting it into their stores.
And it has a lifetime warranty.
It does. Absolutely. And a warranty that we support and stand behind. I think it's a real warranty. You know, we see a lot of warranties out there. By the time you read through the exclusion and the details, you realize there's not much behind it. And I think that's one of the things Armstrong stands for, that quality. And we've been around a long time. So we offer a lifetime or 100-year warranty. We've already been around over 100 years, so we'll probably be here to follow through if it needs, you know, to come to that point.
And, you know, one comment to that, I think most people know that the Armstrong brand name, since it has been around for such a long time, is one of the most unaided, best recognized brands in the business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great position to be in. I've been fortunate in some of the other companies as well to be, you know, the top brand, and we love that. It's a powerful brand, unaided and aided with both trade, builders, and consumers. And so our job is to make sure we keep that brand strong, and then we do all the other things to live up to what that brand means. And that's, you know, standing behind our retailers, giving them the support and the programs, our distribution partners. So hopefully that brand strength stays and it gives us power with our website. But what else can we do to support that brand to say this is really, you know, why we're the best partner?
All right, so we talked about your new hardwood product. Anything else that you're introducing?
Yes, we have, we have our new hand scrape collection as well in wood. We had some scrape product before, and partners loved it, our retailers and distributors, but wanted more from us and wanted a broader line. So we've added a lot of new product in both the Bruce and the Armstrong name, and high excitement around acacia. We're also highlighting our Lux plank product, which has been around for a while and I think suffered a little bit from getting lost in the shuffle. And it's a great technology. It's got great bond strength, great installation story with the speed and waterproof, but the realistic visuals, easy to install both from a DIY perspective and for the trade to get a quicker installation. And we're also sort of reminding folks about our Alterna product, which has just done exceedingly well for us. It was launched last year. We've now added the Alterna Reserve, which is a new collection, which has 32 unique visuals. So now you've got a collection with 16, a collection with 32, an LVT tile product that can be grouted or non-grouted, and the visuals just blow everyone away. They can't believe how realistic. You don't see the pattern repeat. We don't need a special installation turn block methodology or any other, you know, requirements there, so you can get it installed quickly. And just personally, I wasn't aware, not coming from the industry, about this category of LVT at all. And I think I'm impressed with the whole concept of both, and I think it's something consumers don't know about. So it's all of our jobs to really make sure, as a category, they see this category of LVT and what it can do for you in your home, the benefits of the visual affordability, durability, cleanability. It's just, I think they're amazing products. So,
actually, you know, that Lux product you were just talking about, before we did this interview, I was shown some things I hadn't been shown before. Lux being, you know, the LVT wood look plank, and it's your free-floating system that's doesn't require adhesive. It's got the pressure-sensitive strips that overlap, and I didn't realize that, the way you're able to fix the back of it so that it's repositionable, and it just has a lot of versatility, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a dummy proof, which is why for DIY it's great, you know. But even the professional installers say, you know, with some of those products that are adhesive, different adhesive, once it's down, it's done. And now, you know, that piece is lost. The pieces are repositionable. They say ideally within the first 24 hours. So if I make a mistake, but if you make the mistake and you pull it apart and it even gets a little dusty or dirty affecting the adhesive, we've got transition strips that can be used just to repair an existing strip. Or if you, for some reason, have had to remove a plank, you simply cut the plank out and you can use these transition strips very quickly and easily to repair a single plank. And waterproof, you know, over time, that pressure sensitive, it will seal down well. And if you have to remove it, you know, to replace it, you'd have to cut it out, but easily repaired. And so I think that the DIY folks or folks that sell to consumers who might be doing it themselves love that idea. But we're even seeing great comments on, you know, websites and message boards from installers and trade folks who are saying, this is so easy, I can change directions, I can fix a mistake, I can reposition, the speed at which I can install makes things easier for me. So,
great. And you showed me some laminate products, which I'm not supposed to talk about because they're coming out later, so we'll just have to tell our audience more about those later. So this is your first surfaces. As you say, you're a newbie, can't really compare from other experiences, but what do you think of the show so far?
I think it's a great show. You know, I've heard varying comments of it's similar to last year or it's light. You know, I've spent being in the industries I came from, the Builder Show and the Kitchen and Bath Show, and we saw incredibly dramatic drop-offs. So I don't have a frame of reference for this show, but I think it's been great. Certainly in our space, which is pretty well off the beaten path here, we've had great traffic. We're doing business, which is, you know, it's also a little difference for me. This show is known as a selling show, and a lot of my industry show experience is more what you would think of as typical trade show. But we're doing great business, and we're getting the chance to talk, like we've been speaking about some of our new products, remind the retailers about some of the things that we've had out for a little while that maybe have gotten lost in the shuffle, get them excited about the new products. But I think it's been great. I don't get the sense that it's light, but again, those who've been for years may say, well, you know, 10 years ago you wouldn't have believed it. That's true, I'd say, in almost every industry we've seen a slowdown, but it's great to know that orders are being placed and sales are happening, and we all know at some point it's going to turn around. Maybe not to the level it was, but turning around.
All right, great, Mara. I'm impressed with the visuals I see here, and it's good to have you in our business. You know, I don't know if they warned you or not, but most of the people who come in never get out. It's kind of like Hotel California.
I have heard it's a little bit, people move around, and you see a lot of people shaking hands from other companies. And what's nice, though, is it sounds familial, and everybody's been very welcoming. You, in fact, introduced me to some folks from what would be considered competitors, but I think professionals have a lot to learn from each other, and, you know, we certainly don't benefit from any negative competitive activities. So I'm excited to be in the industry. I'm a designer prior to my business degree, and love interior environments and all the finishes that make it up. So I get to spend my day surrounded by beautiful products, so I'm happy.
Great, Mara. Good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Mara Harris, who's Vice President of Marketing on the residential side with Armstrong, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.